弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我不知道大家每个人信主有多长时间了，你属灵的这个旅程处在一个什么样的阶段？
I don't know how long you have been Christians, and also I wonder what is your journey in a spiritual walk.
在我回想我刚刚信主的那个时候
，As I remember when I just become a Christian.
哎呀，那个时候我跟耶稣的关系是那样的甜蜜。
And I have a very sweet relationship with the Lord.
我的信心呢，感觉好像很坚定。
And I feel that my faith is really strong.
我真的希望我属灵的生命呢，就永远处在那样一个高峰的状态。
I just wish that I stayed maintained at this is such a high spiritual condition.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
很多时候我们属灵的旅程呢。是有高峰也有低谷的。
But our journey is often has a high as well as have a low.
很多时候我们的信心是坚强的时候也会有这个软弱的时候的。
Sometimes our faith could be as strong and sometimes we are weak as well.
你有经历过属灵低潮的时候吗？
Have you experienced the low valley of your spiritual conditions?
你有灰心失望的时候吗？
Have you sometimes like you're disappointed and feel despaired?
你有这个觉得有挫败感的时候吗？
And do you feel like you have a difficult and not successful?
甚至你会有感觉羞愧的时候吗？
And sometimes you even feel shameful.
你会有逃避的时候吗？
And sometimes you try to escape.
有的时候是逃避弟兄姊妹们。
Sometimes you even escape from the brothers and sisters.
有的时候是逃避教会生活。
And sometimes you escape from the Christian life.
有的时候可能有几个月的时间，你不愿意拿起圣经来读一句话。
And sometimes like you even doesn't have the desire to pick up the Bible to read God's words for a couple months.
有的时候甚至是你知道神存在，但是你不想见神的面。
But even though you know God's there, but you don't want to see Him.
我们今天要看这样一个故事。
And today we'll see one story in the Bible.
是一个我们很熟悉的故事。
And this is a story that you may be very familiar with.
那么让我们看到神在面对这样的软弱的我们，这样灰心失望的我们的时候，耶稣基督他是什么样的一个态度？
And from this story, then we can see how Jesus reacts.When you are at the low point,
耶稣他会采取什么样的行动
？And what actions Jesus took?
我们今天讲到的主题呢是恩典的重建。
So today I'll be talking about the grace rebuilt.
我们分享的经文呢是约翰福音的21章。
I'll be sharing the book of John chapter 21.
有这样一个场景，在最近的这个约翰福音的几章里面呢出现了两次。
So there's a common scene has been show up twice in a recent sermon.
就是一堆炭火。
And that is the burning coal.
我们第一次看到这堆炭火的时候呢，是耶稣基督被捕，然后彼得呢悄悄地跟随在那里在人群之中。
So the first time that when Jesus was being seized, then about yet Peter.Follow the crowd and mingle in the crowd.
结果呢，有人问他，特别是圣经特别强调是这个大祭司的一个使女，可能是最没有威胁的这么一个人，问他，哎，你是不是跟这个拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的
？So there's a servant who served the chief priest. Then she recognized that Jesus. She said, "Aren't you the one that followed Jesus?"
然后彼得呢？都矢口否认，不是不是，我不认识他。
But yet Jesus, then Paul, the Peter, and denied it.
然后彼得呢，一共几次否认主呢？一共有三次。
So the Peter denied Christ three times.
我跟大家分享，我说为什么特别强调是三次呢？
Why there's I'm going to talk about why there's three times.
因为在中东的这个文化里面。如果公开的这个宣告三次呢，表示这个决定是不可以更改的，是非常正式的。
So in that region at the time, the culture is that if you do something three times, that confirms that there is some the fact that which cannot be changed.
曾经耶稣呢说过你们会软弱，然后这个彼得说就算是别人这个软弱我总不会。
So when Jesus mentioned that, hey, when you guys will fall away, but Peter said, well, everybody else may be, but not me.
彼得那个时候他的信心觉得是那样被充满，那样强大。
Because at that time, the faith that Peter has is really the high mountain.
但是耶稣呢预言说你会在这个鸡叫以前三次不认我。
But Jesus foretold him that before the rooster crow, then you will deny me three times.
彼得呢这个时候在炭火边，他第三次不认主以后呢鸡就叫了。
So that's when Peter denied Jesus three times, then the rooster crow.
圣经呢在那里特别的告诉我们，这个被鞭打的这个耶稣基督呢，这时候转过来看着彼得。
But the Bible specifically mentioned that after he denied Christ the third time, then Jesus, who was being tortured and then turned his head and look at Peter.
我们不知道耶稣的眼神里面流露出来的是什么样的情感。
I don't know what the message from Jesus' eyes when he looked at Peter.
但是这个时候呢，彼得他一下情绪就崩溃了，他就跑出去痛哭。
So, but yet the Bible tells us at that moment, Peter's emotion was corrupted. Then he.Just went out and cried.
那个时刻应该是彼得他整个的属灵旅程里面最低谷的时候。
That is the lowest point for Peter's spiritual journey.
然后呢，我们今天看又是在炭火边。
And today, then Jesus bring them back to the side of the coal.
耶稣呢，专门向他们去显现，向彼得显现，然后呢，要挽回他。
And Jesus is specifically trying to approach Peter, trying to rebuild him.
这些门徒他们在耶稣被捕，后来被钉十字架以后，他们那样的失望，他们有那样的挫败感。
So that all the disciples, they were scattered because they were so disappointed once Jesus being seized.
他们原来跟随耶稣要做那样伟大的使命，这时候觉得好像完全的失败了。
So they thought that they are going to do the great commission, but yet to them they just feel that everything is empty.
然后这些耶稣的门徒里面呢，好几位都是在加利利海边打鱼的渔夫。
And so many disciples they were all fishermen around the lake of Galilee.
这时候呢，他们好像没有别的选择，就回到了。家乡重新过起了渔夫的生活。
So at that point, then they just don't have any more hope. So they went home and start to pick up their own profession.
当你在这个信仰中经历低谷的时候
，So as you face the valley of in your faith journey,
当你这个在教会里面感到灰心失望的时候
，When you feel disappointed and in the church.
你有过这样逃避的时候吗
？Do you also have sometimes you escape？
有没有回到打鱼的旧生活的这样的时候
？And did you go back and to pick up the old profession like in this case the fish to go fishing？
但是今天我想告诉的是，主在等你回来。
But today's message is that Jesus is waiting for you.
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So I have three points here.
第一个呢是主寻找破碎的你。
The first one is that Christ seeks the broken you.
第二个部分是主重建破碎的你。
And the second one that the Christ wanted to rebuild you.
第三个部分是主使用重建的你。
Then the third, Christ wanted to use you who has been broken.
我们一起来读约翰福音二十一章的第一节。
So let's read John chapter 21, verse 1.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。
Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to the disciple by the Sea of Galilee.
这时候我们注意到呢，两个翻译呢，这个海呢名字不一样，其实呢是同样是加利利海，不同的名字而已。
So in the translation, in the Chinese translation, they have two different names for the lake. but the or the sea, and then but they are the same. That's a Galilee.
耶稣特别的来到加利利海边，向这些回去重新去打鱼的这些门徒显现。
And then Jesus went back specifically to that the Sea of Galilee, trying to rebuild his disciples.
第三节，我们一起来读。
So verse three.
西门彼得对他们说：“我去打鱼。”那一夜并没有打着什么。
And I am going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, but that night they caught nothing.
我不知道这些门徒，特别是在这里，西门彼得他的心情是什么样的。
So I wonder what is the emotion that for Peter?
他可能有挫败感。
That he maybe feel that he is not successful, he's a failure.
他可能有灰心。
That he may be disappointed.
他可能有羞耻感。
And he may be feel shameful.
他可能一直记得他三次不认主那样的经历。
He may be always being reminded and bothered by that he denied Christ three times.
可能耶稣转过来看着他的那个眼神，他永远没有办法忘记。
Then he may never forget what the look from Jesus as when Jesus turned around while he denied Christ the three times.
这时候他回到加利利海边，他去打鱼，但是好像徒劳无功，打了一整夜，什么都没有打到。
So then that's why he went back to the sea to catching fish, but yet he has his hope that's a fruitless, that he didn't catch anything.
这更强化了他那样灰心失望的情绪。
That emphasized that his heart that he was totally disappointed.
好像他整个人生就已经被三次不认主那样的失败所定义了。
So that he looks like his life has been defined by that he denied Christ three times.
这时候耶稣出现，我们一起来读第四节。
But at that moment, Jesus appeared.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that was Jesus.
耶稣基督站在那里，但是门徒呢，却不完全能够认出来就是耶稣。
And Jesus stood there, but yet the disciples did not realize it was Jesus.
可能是光线太暗。
Maybe it is too dark.
也有的神学家说，耶稣基督复活之后，他的身体呢是有一点不一样的。
So there's some theologians saying that maybe Jesus after his resurrection, the outside appearance may be different.
我们一起来读第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
He said, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to hold the net because there's a large number of fishes.
这是从人的眼睛来看是非常奇怪的一件事情。
So that's a fun, our normal judgment, that is very strange.
对这些打鱼的人来说呢，他们都是职业的渔夫，可能已经有几十年的经验了。
So that, but, you know, as for this disciples, they were professional fishermen. They have maybe more than a lot of years of experience.
而耶稣呢，他如果从人的角度来说，他是木匠出身。
But yet, if from the human perspective, Jesus came out from the house of the carpenter.
然后呢，对彼得来说，他一整夜都打不到鱼，这是他的经验。
Then from Peter, then from his own experience, he knows that you know even after the whole night, he caught nothing.
而且这是失败的经验。
And he was in the experience of a failure.
但是这时候耶稣告诉他，你应该怎么样下网。
But yet at this time Jesus told him how to cast the net.
但是非常宝贵的是，这些门徒他们没有问你是谁啊，你凭什么教我怎么打鱼。
So fortunately, those disciples did not ask Jesus, "Who are you? How can you tell me how to fish?"
他们呢就很简单的就顺服，就是在这个船的右边下了网，结果发生。很奇妙的事情。
So they just obey what Jesus command. So they just cast the net on the right side of the boat, and then the miracle happened.
这个网要拉不上来了。
they cannot even haul the net.
因为鱼太多了。
Because they got a great number of fishes.
这个圣经的作者甚至都告诉我们，一共是153条鱼。
So even the book, the recorder saying that there were 153 fishes.
为什么要记录这样的细节呢？
And why they even get into such a detail?
不是说这个数字有多么的神奇。
It's not because the number is something has a mysterious number meaning to it.
而是这个作者记录下这样具体的数字，告诉我们这个事情是真实发生的。
So because they recorded such a detail to show that it is a true.Recording.
我们很多时候其实神给我们的命令是很简单的，就在那里。
So a lot often God give us a instruction is very simple.
比方说神告诉我们你要去原谅那个得罪你的人。
For example, Jesus may tell us to forgive somebody who offended you.
很多时候我们知道我们应该要放下手机去陪伴家人。
So sometimes that we know that we should put away the cell phones to accompany the family members.
圣经告诉我们，我们每天早晨早起半小时去读圣经，去灵修，这是应该的。
And maybe God will tell you that you ought to get up a half an hour earlier so you can have your devotion.
圣经告诉我们要有十一奉献。
And it may be also maybe there's a simple thing to say you need to have a tithe.
很多时候其实我们如果简单的凭着我们的信心去顺服，会带来你意想不到的生命的突破。
So if we just simply to follow the simple instruction from the Lord, then you will see the miracle that God will perform.
我们可以从这些小事上开始来顺服神。
Then we can start to practice to obey God through this small, the simple instructions.
我们一起来读第七节。
Now verse 7.
那时西门彼得赤着身子一听见是主就束上一件外衣跳在海里。
As soon as Simon Peter heard him saying, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water.
为什么这个时候是约翰首先说出来的说这是主。
And why at this point that John is the first one recognized it was Jesus.
他怎么认出来是耶稣的?
How did he recognize that it was Jesus?
因为这个事情太奇妙了。
Because this is such a wonderful thing.
而且让他们想起来他们跟随了三年半的这样一个主他做事的这样的风格。
So that he recognized how Jesus do things because he followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
然后这时候呢特别讲他们渔夫在打鱼的时候呢可能这个穿的衣服不是特别整齐的，是为了工作的方便。
So that over here tell us that they work pretty hard and they did not even dress properly.
这时候呢，彼得很快就穿上一件外衣。
So at this time, the Peter just wrapped his outer garment.
然后跳在海里。
And jumped into the water.
那有人问为什么他会跳在海里是做什么
？But people ask why he jumped into the water.
神学家呢有几位分析。他是为了更快的上岸，他认出来是耶稣，他赶紧要到主那里去。
Some theologians saying that he want to jump into the water so he can swim faster to the shore.
这个很符合彼得他的性格。
And that looks like that's the character of a Peter.
但是另外一方面，我们发现，他们呢又不敢马上跟耶稣去那样去交流，去认这个。
Yeah, by the same time, later I recorded that they did not talk to Jesus because they are afraid of speaking to him.
第九节我们一起来读。
Now verse 9.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
When they landed, they saw the fire of a burning coal. Then there were with the fishes on it and some bread.
神知道我们的需要。
God knows what you need.
耶稣基督在这里专门向他们显现，最重要的是为他们属灵的需要。
And Jesus appeared to them is specifically for their spiritual needs.
知道这些门徒他们这个灰心丧气，他们处在这个属灵的低潮里面。
So Jesus knew that they were in the lower valley of the spiritual journey, and they are really disappointed.
但同时，耶稣他也体贴我们。身体上的需要。
But at the same time, Jesus also knows what our physical needs.
知道他们寒冷，给他们准备了炭火。
And Jesus knew that they were cold, then they prepared the heat, the fire for them.
而且知道他们饥饿，给他们烤了有鱼还有饼。
And they, Jesus knew that they were hungry, so he prepared already prepared the fish and the bread.
这些也都是神愿意供给我们的。
That is a show that Jesus has a desire to supply, make our supply meet our needs.
我们来到今天的第二个部分。
So let's get into the second point.
主重建破碎的你。
And Christ rebuilds the broken people.
第十五节的上半节，我们一起来读。
And that's verse 15, the first part.
耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
耶稣说的这些是什么？
Now what is these Jesus referred to?
是炭火、鱼还有饼。
And that refers to the fire, the fish, and the bread.
这些是耶稣愿意给这些门徒的，他知道他们有这样的需要。
And Jesus knew their physical needs that Jesus prepared for them.
但是耶稣问，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And so Jesus asked him that, do you love me more than these?
我们来到神的面前，我们来跟随耶稣，我们为的是什么？还是为的那个谁？
So when we come to Christ, we are seeking the things that Jesus can provide, or we are looking for the one that Jesus himself.
我们的神是宇宙的创造主。
And our God is the creator of the whole universe.
他是最富有最富有的那样一位神。
And in him, there's everything.
他知道我们的需要，他愿意给我们各样的恩典恩赐。
And yet he knew our needs, then he was willing to give out his mercy to us.
但是他知道我们最最需要的是什么。
But yet he knows what is the really the most ultimate needs for us.
我们最最需要的是神他自己。
But we need God himself.
我们最最需要的是为我们上十字架为我们复活的耶稣基督。
We need the Christ Jesus that who is on the cross and resurrected for us.
有什么在你的生命里面是神给你的恩典？
And what are the, all the blessings that God has provided you around you in your daily life?
可能很多很多。
I believe there's many.
我们需要用这个感恩的心来领受。
So we ought to receive through the grateful heart.
但是耶稣问，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So that Jesus will ask you, do you love me more than those blessings?
而且呢，耶稣在这里用的爱这个词呢，是很特别的。
So the words that Jesus used on the love, the word of love is different.
我们知道这个新约圣经呢是由古希腊文写下来的。
So we know that the New Testament was written by the ancient Greek.
在希腊文里面呢，爱这个词呢，主要有三个不同的词。
So just for the word of love, there's three different words for it.
第一个词呢？是这个 eros， 是当然我说的是名词形式了，是表示我们物质上的一种喜爱。
So the first the word of love is eros. That's just a more fleshly love.
啊，今天中午呢，有姊妹为我们准备了非常美好的蛋糕。
So today later on, some a sister prepared the bread the cake for us.
当我说我爱蛋糕的时候，用的是这个词。
So when you say I love a cake, you are using the word this is like a fleshly love.
第二个爱呢，这个philos filio 呢是朋友之间那种人际关系这样的爱。
So another word for the love is filio. That is the relationship between you and your friends.
那么当我说，哎，我跟这个教会里的某一位弟兄姐妹，我们属灵的交通非常的好啊，我爱他，我可以用这个词。
So that you can use this term to refer to the love you have with a brother and sisters because you are very close.
然后呢，另外一个词可能是大家听过的 agape。
And the last word, the another one about love is the word of agape.
这个爱呢，是无条件的爱，是那样崇高的爱，是那样完美的爱。
So that word agape love is such a the no condition, and also this very very high level of love.
他是没有条件的，比方说，不是因为蛋糕好吃我才爱他。
Then is that then this love is more than just because you the cake tastes good, so therefore you love a cake.
不是因为这个朋友对我好我才爱他。
It's not because this friends that treat you well, so therefore you love him.
而是无论如何都会爱的那种爱。
But yet this word agape is doesn't matter what's the condition you love.
这时候耶稣问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？用的爱是这个 agape 这个。最高等级的爱。
So Jesus asked John, they said, "Are you agape me? That you use that the sacrificial unconditional love."
十五节下半节，我们一起来读。
Then verse 15.
彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
Yes, Lord, he said, "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
这时候呢？彼得说你知道我爱你，他用的爱是哪个形式的爱呢？是 filio， 是第二个等级的爱。
But Peter replied to Jesus, he used the words of filio, just the friendship love.
你知道彼得是那样一个好像永远冲在最前面的这样一个门徒。
You know that Peter is always the one that always running first among the group.
每一次耶稣在问这些门徒的时候，彼得总是冲在前面说肯定是我最爱你。
So even Jesus asked the question, then he is the first one jump in to say I love you.
甚至是当这个兵丁来抓捕耶稣的时候呢，彼得是抽出刀来去砍了这个祭司长仆人的耳朵。
And so as a soldier came to try to arrest Jesus, Peter was the one that pulled out his knifeand then cut off the ear of the soldier from the chief priest.
但是这个时候为什么彼得他没有敢用 agape 那样的爱来
But why this time that Peter was hesitate to use the words agape to respond to Jesus' love?
因为他刚刚经历了这样的属灵的一个低谷。
Because he just experienced that his valley,of his in his spiritual journey.
他当众三次否认主。
Then he denied Jesus among everybody, in front of everybody three times.
这个可能其他的门徒什么都知道这件事。
So all the disciples all witnessed it.
这个彼得呢，处在他人生的这个最失败的一个状况里面。
So the Peter at this point is really on the valley, the bottom.Of his spiritual journey.
但是耶稣呢对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
But Jesus said, "You feed my lamb."
这是对一个牧羊人的一个托付。
And this is the commission to a shepherd.
这时候呢，耶稣说，耶稣他关心的是更多的这个神的子民。
So you can see that Jesus' heart is on more people, all the people, the people that Jesus is care of.
他要让彼得呢做这样一个牧羊人，去满足这些羊群的需要。
So the Jesus commissioned Peter for this needs for all the congregations.
但耶稣没有说是喂养你的小羊。
And Jesus did not tell them that to feed your lamb.
耶稣说这是我的小羊，但是我托付给你，你来照顾。
But Jesus, this is they are my lamb, but I entrust to you to feed them.
我们一起来读第十六节。
And verse 16.
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." Jesus said.Take care of my sheep.
耶稣呢又第二次的来问说你爱我吗？
So Jesus asked him the second time, "Do you love me?"
这次用的还是 agape 这样一个无条件的爱。
So Jesus also used the words agape.
但是彼得呢还是没有办法用 agape 去回应主，他说你知道我爱你，他用的是 filio 这个爱。
So that Peter was still afraid to use the words of agape in response, but he still chose the words of filial.
这时候耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
And Jesus said, you take care of my sheep.
你去照顾，去关怀这个羊。
You take care of them, you care for my sheep.
圣经里面呢，很多地方用牧羊人和羊这样的关系来比喻，这样的，我们跟神的关系。
And in the Bible, that often that Jesus used the shepherd and the sheep to describe the relationship with Christ.
羊是很软弱、很无助，是需要带领的这样的一个牲畜。
And for lamb, that they are really relying on the shepherd and they need to be taken care of.
这时候呢，耶稣呢，再一次、第二次把这个羊托付给彼得。
So Peter, Christ just entrusts Peter the second time for the sheep.
一起来读十七节上半节。
And verse 17.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁。
The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him,The third times, do you love me?
第三次，然后呢？然后呢？耶稣这次问他：“你爱我吗？”耶稣没有再用 agape， 用的是 filio 这个爱。
So this time, and Jesus asking, "Do you love me?" Jesus used the word filio, just like Peter used the response.
因为耶稣连着问他三次，彼得这时候心里难过起来了。
So because Jesus asked him three times, the third times, so he was hurt.
但是为什么耶稣要问他三次呢
？Why Jesus asked him three times？
耶稣用这三次问你爱我吗？去挽回那个三次不认主的彼得。
And then Christ trying to rebuild him because he three times denied Christ。
从人的眼睛来看
，from the viewpoint of from the human，
彼得曾经呢这个当众三次否认他跟耶稣的关系。
And Peter that。Denied Jesus three times in front of everyone.
这是正式的，这是不可更改的，这是绝对的一个事情。
So that means that this is the fact that they cannot change the fact anymore.
但是在耶稣那里，没有什么样的我们的失败是不可以更改的。
But yet there is nothing in God that we cannot change.
耶稣呢，用三次问他说：“你爱我吗？”去完全的撤销了之前彼得对他的三次的这个否认，去挽回他。
So that Jesus asked him three times, try to cancel all the three the denial Jesus Peter denied Jesus.
我们一起来读十七节的下半节。
So verse 17.
对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。
”He said, "Lord, you know all things."You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
这时候呢，彼得说，你是无所不知的，你知道我真的是爱你的。
So Peter, at this point, they say, you know everything. You know that I love you.
然后呢，彼得用的还是 filio 这个爱。
So he still used the words of the filio.
第三次，耶稣把他的羊托付给彼得，说你喂养我的羊。
So the third time that Jesus commissioned him to take care the sheep of Christ.
在诗篇的139篇这里说，神啊，求你鉴察我，你知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
In the book of Psalms, chapter 139, 23 and 24, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
So that to the third point.
就是主使用重建的你。
And that is Christ is using the one that you have been built up.
很多时候，我们会在信仰里面经历低潮，经历灰心失望。
So often that in our spiritual journey that we did experience the failure and or disappointment.
甚至是我们之前可能在教会里面很活跃的忠心的服侍。
Maybe you've been actively served the Lord in the church.
甚至我们在这个过程中受了很多的委屈和不理解。
And while you are serving, and you might even being wrongfully accused.
甚至有可能受到了一些创伤。
And maybe you'll even get hurt in your service.
有的时候可能我们会突然觉得，哎呀，我为什么啊还要在这个教会里面去这样的服侍，反倒去受伤害呢？
And sometimes you even ask yourself, why do you want to continue to serve in the church while you're being hurt?
有的时候我觉得我们在教会里那样忠心的服侍，我花了那样的时间精力，但是好像自己被这个消耗光了。
And so that sometimes like you may be spend so much effort and the time, but you even feel that you get burned out.
有的时候我们甚至是可能会很长时间不去教会，不读圣经，远离神，逃避他的面。
So sometimes as a result that sometimes you just stay away from church, not even bother to pick up the Bible, trying to stay away from God's face.
这时候我们觉得我们的信仰呢完全的失败了。
So that sometimes you just feel that your faith is a failure.
我们觉得我们羞愧，可能要逃避主耶稣。
And we feel that because of failure, we want to stay away and escape from Christ.
但是主他会去寻找破碎的你。
But yet Jesus will seek you out and for those people who with a broken heart.
而且他要重建破碎的你。
He wanted to rebuild you.
最后呢，他要使用重建的你。
Then he will use you that who has been rebuilt.
神呢经常是使用破碎的器皿的。
And God often use the broken vessel.
我经常跟大家讲，我说神是使用不完美的人。
Then so often I mentioned that God always use the one that is not perfect.
因为世界上没有一个完美的人。
Because there's no such a perfect one.
比方说我们看到旧约中的摩西。
So for example, in the Old Testament, you got Moses.
神对摩西有那样的奇妙的带领。
And yet God just have this wonderful leading for Moses.
他本来是会死在这个大规模的杀鹰的行动里面。
And so he was supposed to be killed when he was a baby.
但是呢神却带领他成长在这个当时最强大的国家埃及法老的皇宫里面。
But God just make him to grow up in the most richest country, the Egypt, and not only Egypt, but in the with the king's house.
给他那样的最好的教育，给他非常好的预备。
And they prepare him with the best education.
但是当他四十岁的时候呢，他有一次为他的同胞这个出头去主持正义，不小心失手杀死了一个埃及人。
And when he was 40 years old, then he killed the Egyptian because he feel that he's doing the justice.
结果他发现他的同胞非但没有去保护他或者把他当作英雄，反倒是嘲笑他，甚至是准备要揭发他。
So but yet on his own countrymanThe Hebrews, they are not even appreciate what he has done for them, but yet they just wanted to expose his murder.
他作为一个埃及的王子，他逃到旷野去，然后牧羊，在那里过了四十年的生活。
So he was supposed to be the prince of the Egypt, but yet he have to flee and escape, and he was in the desert for 40 years.
不知道这四十年他是多么的灰心，多么的失望。他可能已经完全没有了年轻时候那样的抱负和志向。
So that after 40 years, probably he doesn't have any idea he wanted to do some great things anymore, like when he was younger.
但是神呢，主动的去寻找他。
But yet God seek him out actively.
耶和华神呢，在这个燃烧的荆棘中向他显现。
And God, the Jehovah, just called his attention from this burning bush.
神呢，大大的使用他，让他呢，把以色列人、希伯来人从埃及呢带了出来。
And God used him to lead all the Israelites out the Egypt.
我们看这个以色列历史上最伟大的君王大卫。
And also we can see another example is the greatest king of David.
大卫他的属灵的这个旅程不是一帆风顺的。
So if you look at the King David's, his spiritual journey is not always smooth.
他很小的时候呢，就被这个先知撒母耳拣选。
And he was anointed by the prophet Samuel.
很早呢，就展现出他的勇气、他的信心，甚至是军事领导的才能。
And yet he has this ability and he has the bravery as well as the skill of leading the army.
但是后来呢，却不断的被扫罗王追杀。
But yet he being chased by the king Saul.
他甚至是流落在外邦的，被这个去当雇佣军这样的一个地步。
Then he even escaped to the Gentile to be the soldier over there.
后来呢，当他这个年龄很大了，终于当上了以色列的国王。
So as at his older time, the aged, then he become the king. He become the king.
他呢，又犯了很严重的这样的错误。
But yet he made a great mistake.
他霸占了这样的有夫之妇
，and he took the somebody's wife，
然后呢还借刀杀人，杀死了人家的丈夫。
And then he also tried to use excuse to murder that woman's husband。
后来神呢让这个先知去提醒他，去责备他。
So God used the prophet Daniel to remind him。
那么。这个大卫呢，他当时应该也是很灰心，觉得很挫败。
So at that time, that David is pretty disappointed, and also he feel that he was low.
他可能被羞耻感充满了。
He being shamed, filled with the shame.
但是神呢，并没有放弃他。
But God did not give him up yet.
啊，当他回转的时候呢，神就再一次的把他放在这个以色列的王位上。
So as he repented, and then God put him back into the throne.
大大的使用他。
And they use him.
然后我们今天看到彼得也是这样的。
So today, the Peter is the same thing.
彼得失败过。
Peter fall.
逃避过。
He escaped.
但是主呢，亲自的去寻找他。
But God take active action to seek him out.
然后呢，耶稣呢，然后大大的使用他。
And Jesus used him mightily.
很多时候我在想。这样的一个属灵的低潮，这样的破碎，是不是神预备我们可能必须要经过的一个阶段
？So sometimes I wonder that does God really let us to go through the valley in order to use us？
我不知道是不是每个人都必须要经历这样的阶段。
I don't know is that everyone has to go through the low point。
如果你不用经历这样的阶段，我觉得感谢主呢，最好不过了。
So if you don't need to go through the valley, then I just thank God that you didn't go through it.
但是如果你的属灵生命中经历过这样的阶段
，But yet if you did going through this the low point in your spiritual journey,
甚至你正在经历这样的阶段
，Or maybe you are in the middle of this journey.
你不用灰心丧气
，And God wants you not to be dismay.
我们的主呢，主动的来寻找你
，And He seek you out.He take an active role.
他要重建你。
He want to rebuild you.
他要使用你。
He want to use you.
而且当我们经历过这样的破碎和重建之后，我们的信心，我们的属灵生命会变得更加的成熟。
And only if after you being rebuilt, then your faith and your spiritual growth will become mature.
在十八节上半节呢，耶稣对彼得说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子。”随意往来。
So in the verse 18, Jesus said that very, very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted to.
然后呢，下半节说，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
But on the same verse in the second part, Jesus, but when you are old, you will be stretched out your hands.And someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
耶稣呢，在对于彼得将来要经历的事情呢，在说一个预言。
So Jesus foretold Peter what he's going to face.
这个约翰呢，在十九节这里特别指出，耶稣说这话，指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
And Jesus said to said this to indicate the kind of death by the which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
耶稣最后对彼得说，你跟从我吧。
And Jesus told Peter, follow me.
我们基督的门徒就是基督的跟随者。
So what we are as a disciple? The disciple means you are the follower.
那么这个耶稣对彼得说，你跟从我吧，跟从什么呢？
So then what did Jesus ask him to follow him? Follow what?
耶稣怎样的去服侍别人？
And how ask him to follow Jesus as Jesus to serve other people.
耶稣怎样的去牧养羊群？
And how Jesus feed the sheep.
同时也包括耶稣怎样的受鞭伤？
And also that also includes how Jesus to being persecuted.
也包括耶稣怎样背着十字架走过这个耶路撒冷的长街。
And they also include how Jesus carried the cross across the city of Jerusalem.
甚至包括耶稣最后被钉死在十字架上。
And even include that as Jesus was nailed on the cross.
路加福音22:32，这里说你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
And in the book of Luke, they mentioned, and that Jesus said, and when you have turned back,Strengthen your brothers.
因为彼得他经历了这样一个破碎到重建的过程。
And because Peter has went through this process of being rebuilt.
耶稣呢命令彼得也去同样的去帮助其他的弟兄们。
And so Jesus commissioned him to follow him to rebuild other people.
那么彼得的结局呢，在圣经里面最后没有记述。
And Peter was ended his life was not recorded in the Bible.
但是根据呢教会的传统，我们了解到，大概在主后的64-67之间，彼得在罗马传福音的时候，因为这个罗马的尼禄皇帝逼迫他在那个罗马城殉道。
So as we know that in the about the AD 64 and 67 AD, Peter was preaching the gospel in the city of Rome, and he was arrested. Then he was martyred.
当时呢，这个罗马人要钉他十字架。
So that at that time the Nero wanted to crucify him.
但是彼得觉得他不配和耶稣呢。有同样的死法。
So that Peter feel that he is not worth it to die in the same way as Jesus.
在彼得的要求下呢，他后来是被倒着钉在十字架上的。
Then he requests to be crucified on upside down.
我们来回顾一下今天的三个要点。
So let's review the three main points here.
主动的来找我们，不管我们是经历了怎样的挫败和破碎。
And the first point is that it doesn't matter what kind of failure or disappointment you are going through, Jesus is seeking you out.
主耶稣知道我们所受的创伤，他来医治我们。
And he knows that what you are hurt and your wound is, that he wanted to rebuild you.
当他医治我们之后呢，他重新的来差遣我们，甚至这个时候可能我们比之前变得更加的成熟了。
And then thirdly is that he wanted to use you to send you because after you've gone through the, you're being rebuilt, then you are being more mature.
那我问大家，
So let me ask you,
你的这个心里面有失望的吗？失望的情绪吗？
So let me ask you, do you right now have some disappointment?
你有没有在逃避什么？
Are you trying to run away from something?
你的心里面有没有什么创伤是没有被医治的？
Do you have some wound that has not been healed?
我请你把这些负面的情绪，这些都带到用祷告来带到主的面前。
I urge you to take all this negative feeling to the Lord.
很多时候，就像我们身体有一个伤口一样。
Just like sometimes we have a wound in our body.
我们可能一开始都不愿意去正视它，不愿意去揭开这个这个衣服，看到这个伤口。
So sometimes we don't even want to open the wound to see that how bad it is.
我们更不愿意用那个消毒水去敷在伤口上去消毒，因为这个过程呢，这个医治的过程是可能是很痛苦的。
So sometimes we don't even want to use medications to sanitize the wound, and because of that process, maybe you feel hurt.
有的时候，我们宁愿去逃避，不去面对这样的问题。
So sometimes we choose to run away and not to see our needs, the problem.
但是不经历这样的医治的过程，那个创伤永远在那里，而且可能会变得越来越严重。
If you don't face all these failures and that those wounds.Well, getting worse and worse.
所以我请大家呢，想一想，你有什么这样的创伤是可以在祷告中带到主的面前，请他来医治的。
So I ask you to identify all those failures, those disappointments, those wounds to the Lord, and then you can pray and ask God to heal you.
好了，最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文，半节经文。
So let's memorize only the half verse here.
是约翰福音二十一章十五节的上半节。
So that's in the book of John, chapter 21, the verse 15, the first part of 15.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times, then we'll have a quiz.
耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”好，我请大家呢向旁边的人背诵出来。
So, try to recite to the people next to you.
生病，他的身体痛，牙齿现在又发炎，他现在要跟，因为
大家背得很快。
So you guys are pretty good.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我想特别为慧慧姊妹她的这个身体的一个情况祷告。
So let's pray, and then also specifically we ask to pray for Hui Hui.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好的经文，你让我们知道，不管我们经历怎样的属灵的低潮，你都没有放弃我们。
We thank you that we know that it doesn't matter what situation, what the low point that we are in, that you never give up us.
主啊，你主动的来寻找我们。
You seek us out.
你来挽回我们。
You trying to rebuild us.
当我们经历这样的破碎和重建的过程，你继续的使用我们，而且给我们更大的使命。
And as we going through all this the low point that you wanted to rebuild us and to give us a mission to go.
主啊，我在这里也特别为慧慧姊妹来祷告。
Lord, this time I just pray for 慧慧。
主啊，你知道他身体上的痛楚。
Now you know that he is going through the suffering physically.
他有过这样的植牙的情况，现在呢，很多的这个医疗的医治的手段还没有办法马上来做。
And then you know that she has such a pain, and especially also at on top of it, she has this infection.In her the teeth implant.
求你来医治她，求你使她快快的康复。主啊，愿意你来帮助她在你里面坚强。
And we pray that you rebuild her and also heal her and strengthen her.
说谢谢你，孩子们，祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
We thank you that we got this opportunity to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.